You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. A Tamil Nadu-based lottery firm and an Andhra Pradesh-based infrastructure company were among the top donors to political parties through electoral bonds bought between 12th April 2019 and 15th February 2024. Data uploaded by the Election Commission of India on Thursday evening showed, a day before the deadline set by the Supreme Court in the high-profile case playing out weeks before general elections. State-run oil marketing companies slashed pump prices of petrol and diesel by 2 rupee per litre from Friday, continuing a spree of pre-election incentives to consumers that saw reductions in the rates of cooking gas and compressed natural gas for automobiles earlier this month. At least 29 Palestinians were killed while awaiting aid in 2 separate Israeli attacks in the Gaza Strip on Thursday, Gaza's health ministry has said. In the first incident, Palestinian health officials in the Hamas-ruled Strip said 8 people were killed in an airstrike on an aid distribution center in Al-Nusrat camp. Later, at least 21 people were killed and more than 150 were wounded by Israeli gunfire at a crowd awaiting aid trucks at a northern Gaza roundabout. The Gautam Gambhir vs. MS Dhoni debate got fresh ammunition after former India pacer Praveen Kumar supported Gambhir's hero worship culture comments about Indian cricket. Gambhir has been quite vocal against the celebration of certain individuals way more than the team's achievements in Indian cricket, which he believes is instilled in the fans by social media and the broadcasters. Jaya Bachchan has opened up on how she supported her husband and fellow actor Amitabh Bachchan during his low phase in the 1990s. On the latest episode of her granddaughter's podcast What the Hell Navya, Jaya confessed she chose to silently stand beside her husband instead of barging in too much.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.